nearly at full retirement age and still working. If you take Social Security benefits now, will they be reduced because your income's too high? Hi, I'm Rob West. There's no sugarcoating it. The Social Security system is complicated. For example, how much can you make while receiving benefits? We'll go over the rules today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, under normal circumstances, you can begin receiving Social Security benefits anytime after reaching age 62. Some people must do that because they simply need the money, and that's fine. But we normally recommend that you hold off because your benefits will be permanently reduced by about 8% for every year you begin taking them before reaching full retirement age, which is now 66 or 67. Now, one question that always pops up for folks making that decision, whether to start Social Security benefits at 62 or wait until full retirement age, is this. If I wait, how long will it take my greater monthly benefits to catch up on all the money I lost by not taking benefits early? And the answer is, on average, it'll take almost 12 years to recoup what you gave up by not taking benefits early. But once you reach that point, at about age 79, you're then money ahead every month for the rest of your life. At this point, you might be thinking, 12 years, that's a long time. What if I don't live that long? Well, the odds are actually in your favor once you reach age 65, at which point females are now living on average to age 86 or another 21 years, and males reaching 65, again on average, will live another 18 years to age 83. But of course, there's no guarantee that you'll live that long, and a lot of folks decide to start receiving their Social Security benefits early, that is, before full retirement age, and many of those people continue to work. So another question we get a lot is, if I continue to work after signing up for Social Security, how will that affect my benefits? Here's how. If you make more than a certain amount from your work and haven't reached full retirement age, your benefits will be reduced temporarily. And here's why. Years ago, when people weren't living quite as long as they are today, there was less incentive to wait before taking benefits. So lots of people took their benefits at the first chance, and a good many of them continued to work while receiving benefits. So to reduce the number of folks doing that, and to help preserve the system, another rule was implemented in addition to the 8% penalty I mentioned earlier. This other rule limits the amount of money you can earn while receiving benefits, before your benefits are reduced. I know that seems pretty harsh, but it's not as bad as you think, and I'll get to that in a minute. But first, here's how much you can make before having your benefits reduced. For the 2024 tax year, if you're already receiving benefits and continue to work, but will not reach full retirement age that year, you can earn up to $22,320. If you earn anything above that threshold, Social Security deducts $1 from your benefits for every $2 of income. If you're receiving benefits and you will reach full retirement age in 2024, you can earn up to $59,520 without having your benefits reduced. If you exceed that limit, Social Security will reduce your benefits by $1 for every $3 you earn above the limit, but only during the months before you reach full retirement age. Once you reach full retirement age, you can earn any amount of money without reducing your monthly benefits. So, let's say your benefits are $9,600 a year or $800 a month. You continue to work and earn $60,000 in the 7 months from January through July when you reach full retirement age. So, you're $480 over the limit. That means your Social Security benefits would be reduced through July by a total of $160, which is $1 for every $3 you earn above the limit. The $160 reduction would, in theory, be divided by the 7 months prior to reaching full retirement age, so you would receive $770 a month instead of $800. Now, The good news I mentioned earlier is that you will be reimbursed every penny that's withheld from your monthly benefit. Once you reach full retirement age, those reductions will be added back into your monthly benefits until you catch up, so you're really not out anything. I know there's a lot to that, but I hope that helps to clear up some questions you may have had about this topic. All right, your calls are next, 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's February, and love is in the air. Heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, reservations on Valentine's Day. Nothing wrong with a little romance, especially between a husband and a wife. Marriage was God's idea in the first place. The Apostle Paul writes about love in 1 Corinthians 13, but he's more concerned with how true love behaves. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. And if you want to see perfect love on display, look no further than the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll see him more clearly through time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
To all of our friends on American Family Radio, this is Michael Brown, thrilled to announce to you that we have a brand new 30-minute daily equipping broadcast that will light a fresh fire in your life and will infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong in the Lord. It's coming your way, 12:30 every single night, 5 days a week. Don't miss a single broadcast on the Line of Fire. I believe your life will be changed.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, where we want God to be your ultimate treasure, money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Let us help you think about your financial decisions in light of biblical wisdom. Whatever's on your mind financially speaking, looks like we've got two lines open. The calls are coming in, but we've got room for you. 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Let's dive in today. We'll begin in Iowa, Fort Dodge. Hi, Walt. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Rob. I'm getting ready to retire this year, and I have been very aggressive in my stocks. I've had 85% of my money invested in stocks and only 15% in bonds, but wanting to pull back right now as getting ready to retire here in mid-year, and just not really comfortable with the way the stock market might be going. We've recouped a lot these last year here, but just wanting some advice on what you think. And if I should put more into mutual funds or what you think I should do at this point.
Yeah, that's great, Walt. So what have you accumulated roughly?
I've got 1.8.
All right. And you said how far off is retirement?
be about 6 months.
Okay, great. Yeah, and so have you worked up your retirement budget just to see what you think your total monthly expenses might be once you get to that point?
Right, and between my wife and my Social Security, we should be fine on that at this point.
Okay. Social Security alone, or are you also factoring in withdrawing something out of the retirement assets?
No, just the Social Security alone.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So obviously that can continue to build. You've got, you know, quite a bit of time before you'd have to take a required minimum distribution out of that if you roll it to an IRA. So you're in pretty good shape. You know, I think the key is you're probably to that point. I mean, I generally say the break-even point on long-term care insurance is right about $2 million in assets. I mean, you're there, basically. So you can probably self-insure and not have that major expense. In terms of, you know, what we might think in related to an asset allocation, I mean, a good rule of thumb is, you know, you would take 110, you know, minus your age. So in this case, let's call that 70. I mean, you'd be close. We talk about maybe a 40% allocation to stocks. If you want to be more conservative, you could certainly go down to 30%, which would put you at somewhere between 60 and 70% in bonds. I'm glad to hear you weren't in bonds more heavily over the last, you know, year or two because they've done so poorly. But we are entering a season where bonds will do well as rates start to come down whenever that happens. And just given where the yields are right now, you can lock in some really high quality short-term, you know, corporate and government bonds, either through mutual funds or, you know, direct ownership, and I think do quite well. You know, perhaps add an asset allocation, a portion to precious metals up to 10%. If you did that, maybe you go 30% stocks and 10% on, you know, in gold or something like that, and then the balance 60% in stocks. I like mutual funds. You could use individual stocks as well. You could also use ETFs. I think the big question is who's going to make those selections. Do you want to do that yourself, or do you want to hire somebody to do that?
At this point, you know, I've been watching it myself and telling we go through Edward Jones and telling them what we want to do. But at this point, because of my age, I'd just like to get out of it and have a managed account.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's wise, Walt. I mean, the Bible certainly speaks very favorably about seeking wise counsel and the multitude of counselors and the benefits that come from that. I mean, you've worked your whole life to build up a substantial nest egg. You put yourself in a position to be able to lean into whatever God has for you and your wife in this next season. You know, your expenses are covered. Doesn't sound like you're trying to increase your lifestyle at all. You just want to be able to enjoy what God has given you. And I think having somebody that can, you know, wake up every day thinking about that, take that pressure off you, obviously a lot of open communication. You know, they need to really have the heart of a teacher and be very curious about what God's doing in your life so that this portfolio can reflect your goals and desires, you know, as a couple, and, you know, really direct the investments accordingly. But I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, a lot of folks get concerned about the fees, and I mean, there are legitimate fees there. I mean, on a portfolio like this, if you're paying 1% a year, I mean, that's nearly $20,000. And yet, I think the value of having somebody giving oversight to that, the incremental, you know, benefit just in terms of returns, but also protecting your assets is certainly worth that. So I'd start now and interview maybe two or three advisors. If you don't have someone in mind, you could find one of our certified Kingdom advisors there in Iowa on our website at faithfi.com. I'd, again, interview several of them, find the one that you feel like is the best fit. But I think overall, starting to dial down that stock portion down to that 30 to 40% target is probably a good starting point. And then obviously you and the advisor can dial that in a little more specifically. Does that all make sense?
Yep, that helps a lot. Really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Hey, I want to send you a book. There's a book by my good friend, Jeff Hanen. It's called An Uncommon Guide to Retirement, Finding God's Purpose in the Next Season of Life. And it talks about the importance in early retirement of taking a sabbatical rest, listening to God's voice, rethinking worth in retirement, even family systems and leaving a legacy. I think it'll be a real encouragement to you and your wife. So you stay on the line, Walt. We'll get your information. I'll get this in the mail to you as our gift.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rob.
Happy to do it. God bless you, sir. Let's go to Farmington, Missouri. Hi, Terry. Go right ahead.
Hey, this is Terry. Hey, I've got a question about even keeping the Part B for my husband. We have, I'm assuming they take the first page of your income tax for income, but they don't take, we own a business, they do not take, or I've been told, the second page, which is all the deductions. So that puts my husband at an extreme high payment. And I don't know that it's even worth keeping this Part B.
Yes. Yes. Well, you certainly need to take a hard look at that, because you're right. You know, that that income is going to affect, you know, what you end up paying for that. And it can get pricey, especially if you have a high income. And so it's certainly worth, you know, factoring that in as you consider what the best option is for you all moving forward. Have you run your budget and just kind of looked at the impact of all of this?
Yes, I don't feel like it is. I mean, it's almost $3,000 every 2 months for Irma and Part B. And I don't believe, I don't know. I don't believe that it's of any value. It's just draining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get it. And so, you know, you may need to get coverage outside of that. You know, just given that, you know, it is so costly. So, you know, I think I would do your homework on that. Look around, just recognize that, you know, you've got to make all these numbers work and balance the budget in this season of life. And this certainly is a big part of that. And the Irma plus the Part B on top of it, you know, can add up quickly and create some real problems there. So I'd look at alternatives. Terry, thanks for calling. You guys are going to figure this out. We appreciate you checking in with us on the program today. Folks, we're going to take our first break here, and then when we come back, we've got some great questions lined up. Matthew in Texas. We'll head to Arkansas and talk to Al. But we've got room for your question as well today on anything financial. We'd love to tackle what you're considering. So give us a call. The number, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. We'll be right back.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Abraham Hamilton III, host of The Hamilton Corner.
American Family Association is on the front lines in the culture war in America. We've been here for more than 40 years, fighting for the biblical principles our nation was founded upon. And by God's grace, we are making a difference.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting American Family Association. Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We've got lines open, taking your calls and questions today. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Let's go to Texas. Matthew, how can we help you?
Well, hi there. Thanks for taking my call today. I just had a quick question. I'm involved in a family partnership where we have one general partner and two investment partners. We're eligible this year to qualify to convert to an S-Corp. And I just wanted to see what the advantages of that conversion would be. It's been a little hard to find information on that online.
Yeah, very good. Partnerships and S-Corps have a great deal of similarity because they're not subject to corporate level tax, which is obviously the main benefit. They both offer the limited liability protection as well. Now, partnerships have a bit more flexibility, especially if someone's used to a regular paycheck and the withholding that goes along with it. S-Corps are great for active businesses because you can receive both the wages and the distributions that have different tax consequences. But the S-Corp is less flexible in its operation. Is this a real estate entity?
No, it's a consulting business.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, it's really going to come down to the taxation. And do you all have a trusted CPA or accountant that you've been working with that could help you kind of crank through the numbers and determine which is going to be the most helpful to you?
Yeah, actually, I'm the one working on my CPA. I just came from another country, so I'm still learning the tax rules down here. And okay. So I've been racking my brain to find information on this. So,
yeah, very good. I think the key is, with the partnership, they're easy to form. There's nominal accounting requirements, certainly a lot less paperwork and management. But they may be subject to the self-employment taxation. You can't raise capital, which is often the biggest downsides. Whereas with the S-Corp, it can be a lot more flexible. You have the ability to distinguish between that which you're, drawing out as income and that which you're, taking as distributions, which have the different taxation on that. So those are the primary differences in terms of liability. They're very similar. So I think at the end of the day, as you just evaluate the business yourself and look at kind of how you want to divide up the income, there's going to be one that's a winner over the other just in terms of, what the total tax liability is. So I think that really needs to be your focal point at this point. You certainly could check with an attorney just on, making sure you have your bases covered from a liability standpoint. But at the end of the day, they both offer a lot of flexibility. They're both very similar. They're both going to get past the corporate tax structure. And so really it's going to come down to how you compensate yourself on that. But hopefully that's helpful to you. I know you probably have a steep learning curve, and I can certainly get that. Perhaps getting a CPA or accountant to consult with you just as you make this decision, may be helpful just as you're getting up to speed on a lot of the U.S. tax code. But we appreciate you being on the program, Matthew. Thanks for calling today. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Al. How can we help?
Yeah, hello, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. When I was 61, I had a advisor, a lawyer that did disability, advised me to go ahead and start taking my Social Security at 62, and then at 63 and a half, we'd file for disability and whatnot. I've been self-employed in remodeling construction for years, and I never have got to where I'm like wheelbarrow, chair bound, you know.
Yes,
but
sir.
I'm 66 and a half now, almost 67, and, you know, I got to pretty much take a pain pill if I'm going to work much of a day, that kind of stuff, and back and neck and all those things are just wore out. So at the time that he talked to me at 62, after I'd already applied, and my wife never had enough hours, so she's on Social Security with me, so we're not making that much on Social Security. But anyway, yeah, at 62 and a half, he says, well, we've got to have something worse to claim on, like, your hands and things. I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie about that. You know, I've got issues, but I'm not going to lie. Well, since that time, it's gotten to where I'm getting down to where I just about can't work. And I was wondering now at this age, is it too late to still try to apply for disability?
Yeah, once you reach full retirement age, you can't file for Social Security disability benefits. I mean, there is a situation where an early retiree can receive disability benefits to supplement their early retirement benefits if the Social Security Administration approves their application. And then in that situation, they would receive early retirement benefits plus disability benefits. But the combined benefits can't exceed the benefit amount you're entitled to when you reach full retirement age, which is, you know, between 66 and 67 for most folks. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, if we hadn't gone on that council, I would have waited till now to go on disability. But since we went on, I mean, not disability, Social Security, but since we went ahead and filed for Social Security at 62, you know, we're stuck with that.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, you could certainly apply. Or have you reached full retirement age?
Well, I'm 67 and a half. I mean, 66 okay. and a half.
Yeah. So you may be there. It's going to depend on when you were born. Was that pre-1960?
Yeah, I was 56.
Okay.
Yeah, 1956.
Yeah. So if you were born in 1956, it's going to be 66 and 4 months. So you're past full retirement age, which means you can't apply for the disability benefits. You could always, you know, call the Social Security Administration and just double check. But generally speaking, that's the way it works, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. So we're pretty well locked in that. That's all right. That gets us to continue to rely on the Lord for our.
That's right. I love that. You know, Bill Bright used to say that often, the founder of Campus Crusade, now called Crew. He would, whenever anything like this happened or came his way, he'd say, "What an opportunity to trust God." And I think that's a great perspective, no doubt. Hey, thanks for being along with us today, Al. God bless you, sir. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
45,000.
That's how many times FaithFi referred a listener to a certified Kingdom advisor last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking on the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
Progressive elites in Hollywood, big tech, mainstream media, and higher academia are lying to our next generation. They want to convince our young people that America's biblical foundation is offensive, outdated, and must be overthrown. Your gift today will unleash AFA action to share the timeless truth of why protecting the biblical family is essential to the survival of the American Republic. You'll also get the free DVD and booklet set, Progressive Threat to the American Republic. Visit AFAaction.net.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call with two lines open is 800-525-7000. Hey, before we head back to the phones, let me remind you, Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio is listener supported, which means we can only bring you this broadcast and all of the resources on the FaithFi app and at faithfi.com, our certified Christian financial counselors, all of the things we do as a result of your listener support. And so if you'd consider a one-time gift or maybe becoming a financial partner, we'd certainly be grateful. It would help us reach more people with the message that God should be their ultimate treasure, and then teaching them wise money management skills and principles. You can make a gift today at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click give, and thanks in advance. All right, we're going to head back to the phones. In our last segment, we were talking to a caller. Actually, her husband was self-employed. Because of a lot of that self-employment income, she was facing high Medicare Part B plus Irma payments and just concerned about how that would all fit into the budget. Ashley in Louisiana is calling as a follow-up to that. Ashley, I understand you're a Medicare insurance agent, and you want to offer some advice. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Rob. I just wanted to say that if he is on group insurance and still has his group insurance and it's cheaper than his Irma, I would advise him to stay on that. The Irmas are reevaluated every November and they go back 2 years. Okay. Now, I don't think, not that I know of, I don't think there's any other options once you get on Medicare. Yeah. For any other insurance, unless you stay on group insurance.
Yes, right. Yep. And so you've got to have that group insurance. Obviously, if that's cheaper, stick with it. But, apart from that, you've unfortunately going to have that coverage. And it, I know it can be expensive. That Irma, as you said, will change. And so obviously your income will affect that. So that's good advice, Ashley. We appreciate you weighing in. And hopefully Terry is still listening. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Ohio. Hi, Lois. How can we help?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I appreciate your program because of the biblical wisdom.
Thank
we
you.
We can get the math stuff other places, but we only get the wisdom from the Bible.
That's right. Thank you very much.
So my question is, I am retired. I'm 65, and I have money in various accounts, and I'm not sure how to begin drawing them down.
Okay.
I have a traditional IRA. I have a 401k. I have a small Roth IRA and a small inherited IRA, and I don't know what order I should start drawing the money down.
Yeah. Typically, the way we want to do that is we want to start with taxable account. Doesn't sound like you have anything there. And then you want to go to the traditional excuse me, the traditional IRA next, so the pre-tax money, and then leave the Roth for last, because there's never going to be a required minimum on a Roth if you have one. In terms of the difference between just a straight IRA or a 401k that you may or may not roll over to an IRA versus an inherited IRA, unless it was a spousal IRA, you probably want to pull from the inherited IRA first, because you're going to have, a window of time where that money has to come out, usually 10 years, although the law has been changing on that as of late with the Secure Act. So you may be able to take it out at a different schedule. But because it has to come out a little quicker, typically, than just a normal IRA where you're waiting for the required minimums at 75, I'd prioritize that first. So the order would be taxable accounts first, then inherited IRA, then regular IRA or 401k, and then Roth if you have one. Does that make sense?
It does. The only hesitation I have is, and I didn't give you full information, I do have a brokerage account, taxable account.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I hesitate to take from it first is, if I leave it alone and I don't ever pull from it, then it's never going to be taxable, right? Because it's going to have step-up basis for my heirs.
That's true. Yeah. So just keep in mind, though, when you say pull from it, there's a difference between withdrawing and selling. So you're generating capital gains and losses every time a security, a stock or a bond, is sold inside the taxable account, regardless of whether you draw it out. So you're just through the course of the investment management, unless you just pick a portfolio and buy and hold it forever, through the course of buying and selling, you're generating those capital gains and losses regardless of whether you take out the money. Are you clear on that?
Yes. Okay. That is true. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wanted to make sure that was clear, but you're right. If you do a buy and hold strategy, you want to hang on to that, you would absolutely be able to transfer that with the step up in basis. What will often happen, though, in a situation like this, Lois, is that you will have invariably, through the course of the management, the buying and the selling, you'll have some things that you sell for a gain, you'll have other things you sell for a loss, and typically those will offset one another. And so, often you will have the opportunity to pull out some cash just through the normal course of buying and selling, and you can avoid the capital gains by having those gains and losses offset. So that does give you then the option, assuming you were going to sell anyway, to go ahead and take some of that money out to live on if you needed it. But all things being equal, if you're just going to buy and hold it forever, you're right. That would, benefit to your heirs through that step up.
Okay.
Right.
That makes good sense. That clarifies it for me. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate you being on the program. Let's see. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Arkansas. Kevin, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Trying to set up a high-yield savings account for an emergency fund. And you have mentioned before bankrate.com, so trying to go there. But as you mentioned another website once before, I've been able to check for banks that, have Christian values and all. And I didn't get that one written down. I was wondering if you could get that to me again.
Yeah, so not specifically to find the highest yield, but you're talking about values alignment?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Couple of thoughts there. One would be, if you're just looking for a banking partner that, does in fact share your values, and where a portion of the profits are going to fund Christian ministries around the globe, I would check out Christian Community Credit Union. Wonderful partners and underwriters here at this program, and you can learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The website, though, that you may have heard me mention is called Inspire Insight. InspireInsight.com. It's a free resource that allows you to search any publicly traded company or mutual fund and just look at the values alignment or lack thereof. It pulls from just an incredible number of data sources to be able to evaluate these companies in terms of, you know, the issues that believers will often care about. And so you may or may not find the institution you're looking for there, but certainly if it's one of the big publicly traded, you know, banks, you could and at least know who you're dealing with there. So inspireinsight.com, or for Christian Community Credit Union, joinchristiancommunity.com.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that Inspire Insight was the one I heard before.
All right. Very good. Excellent. Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate your call today. Well, folks, we've got one more segment coming up, so still room for more questions. Luke's waiting patiently there in Texas. We'll take Luke's question after the break about a whole life insurance policy. But what are you thinking about today? What's on your mind financially? Let's talk about it. The number with lines open for our final segment is 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Back with more right after this.
The world around us is constantly challenging the way we think. That's why we need a constant source of information that's based on the unchanging Word of God. I'm Jeff Shambley, and I invite you to join me for The Stand Radio, a weekly program that highlights the latest trends in culture, faith, and family. You'll hear insightful interviews with a biblical worldview application. The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Trump derangement syndrome was a virus that spread like COVID.
Yeah.
And CNN decided, you know what? We're not going to do news coverage anymore. We're going to go full board against Trump.
You're driving your business in the ground.
Yeah, that's why I think they should take this opportunity and go back to doing news instead of doing progressive propaganda.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
God's Word is packed with life-changing wisdom about your finances. And FaithFi is here to help you and many others to be wise stewards of God's resources. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Please consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Well, I'm delighted you're joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Hey, let me mention, if you're looking for an advisor, somebody to help you with financial planning, wealth management, that is investments, taxes and accounting, estate planning, or insurance, and you want a professional who shares your values, who's met high standards and character and competence and experience, they've been trained to bring you advice from a biblical worldview, and have submitted a pastor and client references, well, that's a certified Kingdom advisor, and you can find a CKA in your area, now more than 1,500 of them in the U.S. and Canada. You'll find them on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And you can just click Find a CKA. By the way, we have a new search coming out here in the next few weeks that I'm really excited about. It will really use a question and answer-based approach to help you get connected to the right professional, which at a professional level may in fact be a CKA. But if you have debt questions or budgeting questions, maybe you just have a decision from personal finance you're trying to make, we can also connect you with a certified Christian financial counselor. And through that question process, we'll get you to the right list of professionals. We're even going to add, and this is a few months off, the ability to see which of those CKAs specifically can offer faith-based investing, if that's important to you. So a lot of improvements coming to the CKA search, or what will be called Find a Professional, on our website in the days ahead. So we'll look forward to that. All right, all the lines are full, so let's try to get to as many of these calls as we can between now and the end of the program. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Luke. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I was talking with a friend this morning. We're both truck drivers, So he's 33, has two kids, and recently bought a home. And, you know, just concerned about his finances. But I had told him, you know, he does not have a life insurance policy. So, you know, I said, you know, never know when something might happen. Need to have a insurance that would cover your family for this home you bought and, you know, to meet their needs in case something was to happen. So I already know, you know, a whole term is usually cheaper, but I don't know a good company to advise them to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. I think you gave him great counsel there, Luke. He absolutely needs a life insurance policy. Just to clarify the term. So there's whole life insurance, which is permanent insurance. And then there's term life insurance, which is for a specific period of time. Whole life is the insurance plus a savings vehicle. The term insurance is what I call pure insurance. So it's, you're literally just paying the mortality expense based on the actuarial tables, which compute what is the cost of the insurance company to insure his life, given his age and health status and the amount of coverage that he wants, the death benefit that would be paid to his wife. The benefit of the term insurance is it's far cheaper, about a fifth of the cost. And which means he can get the amount of coverage he really needs, which at a minimum is 10 to 12 times his income payable to his wife, who would, you know, be without his income at his death. But then the other issue is that you keep it while you're working. And then the idea is that once you're moving into another season of life where you're no longer working, you drop it because you've built up the assets. If you were to pass away, you're not creating a hardship for anybody who's depending on you because, you know, you're not bringing in any more income. So it's an expense that's unnecessary at that point. And folks might say, well, you've been paying all this money. You didn't get any benefit from it. Well, the same is with your car insurance. I mean, you pay car insurance and you hope you don't ever have to use it, but you're glad you have it if you do. And the same is true. You hope you don't have to use the life insurance, but you're also covering your family to make sure that your loved ones can, you know, maintain their lifestyle at your death. So that's what I would do, is tell him to go find a term insurance policy. And, you know, I think the best place is through an independent agent who can go out and find, you know, the best policy for him. If he wants to use, you know, kind of one of the online tools, you know, he could certainly do that. There are, you know, some good ones out there where he could just go out and compare rates. You know, NerdWallet would be a great one to help. Policy Genius is another one. And then a third one is called SelectQuote. So, you know, there's a lot of great online tools out there that would help him find one, but I don't think that replaces the benefit of finding an independent insurance agent who can go out and shop this around for him. Is that helpful?
Yes, sir. Okay. I was writing this down as you were speaking to me.
Okay.
Good. Thank you very much.
And, you're welcome.
I'll pass on the information.
Absolutely. And listen, if he wants to go to AFR.net, he can listen to the, you know, this broadcast and hear all that information. You could just direct him to the website or the AFR app, and all of the broadcast archives are there. Hey, we appreciate your call today. May the Lord bless you. Let's go to Tennessee. Jeffrey, thanks for your patience. How can I help you?
Yes, like I was telling your screener, I'm hoping to get a little bit of advice and find out if I'm doing the right thing. But I'm almost 68 years old. I am still working. I still got a mortgage that I will have probably for the rest of my life. But I do have some money, a little bit, put in. I don't know if I should say the name of the company, but I got immunity with Nationwide. I put $400 a month into that. I'm probably looking to try to retire just as soon as I can. I'm trying to figure out if I'm doing the right thing and if I got my money in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Jeffrey, certainly the annuity can be a great planning tool. Do you have the ability to stop those contributions, the premiums, and then annuitize, turn it into an income stream?
Yes, that's what the game plan is that You know, because I told them I'm hoping to retire at the age of 72, because that's when my wife will be collecting her Social Security, and they're saying that I'll get 7%.
Okay.
On my return.
Yeah. So that's a great return. Yeah. I mean, I'd be delighted, and then the opportunity for you to turn that in to an income stream back to you. Is a great opportunity. So I think the key for you right now is just to continue to build that up. And then, you know, the big thing is just looking at what are my expenses going to be when I stop working? And, you know, do I have enough coming in between Social Security and, let's say, this annuity payment or this income stream that you'd have from the annuity? Is that enough to meet my obligations? And if not, do I need to keep working longer? You know, or what else could I do? Do I sell the house and downsize and, you know, try to pay for something with cash? Or, you know, the other option is once you get to 50% equity in the home, you could turn that into a reverse mortgage. Are you familiar with that idea?
I have heard about that, and I checked into it once. But like at the time, I didn't have enough equity into the home, but yeah. I am pretty sure that I have enough equity now.
Okay.
So you would kind of recommend that is to look into the reverse mortgage?
I think it's an option to consider as a planning tool. You know, I'm not one who says automatically let's tap, you know, every dollar out of the home equity of our home. I value the idea. We certainly see it in scripture of being debt free. And, you know, there's real warnings around the use of debt. The difference with the home equity conversion mortgage or the reverse mortgage is that there's no personal guarantee. So essentially the government is guaranteeing that the only thing that you will ever have to use to satisfy the mortgage is the home. And, you know, if you sell it at some point, you can't owe more than what you get for the sale of the home. The same is true for your heirs if you were to pass the home on. So if there's ever a shortfall there, normally with a traditional mortgage, you're responsible for that. In the case of the reverse mortgage, the government is responsible for it. So you're really not obligating yourself. You're just putting the home up as collateral. Now, the other thing is a lot of people think about reverse mortgages in terms of taking money out and growing the balance by pulling it out plus the interest rate. You don't have to. One option for a reverse mortgage is just to stop making the payments. So as long as you have the 50% equity, you may not take any more cash out as a lump sum or an income stream. But what it would do is it would eliminate your payments because the reverse mortgage would pay off your first mortgage. With the reverse mortgage, you don't have to pay anything in as long as you keep the taxes and the insurance paid, which now eliminates that major expense for your budget. Now, whatever that balance is that you owe, it's going to grow because there's an interest rate in there that's competitive and some fees, but it helps your quality of life because now you no longer have that payment in this season of life. And so that takes a lot of pressure off. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Most definitely does. And I appreciate the information.
Yeah. Here's where I would go to learn more. Our friends at Movement Mortgage could help you understand this a bit more. They're wonderful. They're a Christ-centered company. They're building movement schools all over the globe. They're just amazing. Movement.com/faith. Do you use the internet, Jeffrey?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Movement.com/faith. And they'll get in touch with you and just explain it to you. And again, I'm not saying it's the only solution, but it's a solution or a part of the solution, I think, that should at least be considered as you think through this next season of life. So appreciate you being on the program, my friend. May the Lord bless you. And if we can ever serve you in any other way in the future, don't hesitate to reach out. Sheila, I apologize we didn't get to your call today. We'd love to have you call back another time, perhaps even tomorrow. And thanks for being willing to wait around, and I'm sorry we didn't have time to grab you on the program today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. Let me say thanks to my team today. I certainly couldn't do this without them. Robert Sutherland handling our research today. Devin Patrick was our producer and our engineer, and Pat Montague was handling our phone calls today. I'm Rob West, and this has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Go out and live for Jesus and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.